America Weekend. Ron, I have two topics.
Two.
Outsourcing and home ownership. And I want to relate this to our listeners out there because we're in a changing environment, a radically changing environment. Home ownership is at its lowest level since 1967 in the United States.
Really?
People who own homes is at its lowest level since 1967.
And I imagine you have some reasons for that.
Well, the reasons are a number of it, because homes have become, in many respects, totally out of sync with the lack in the rise of income for lower middle income people.
Mm-hmm.
They simply can no longer afford it. The disaster of, and it was a disaster of 2008 that took the real estate market completely out, took out about 20 million people totally out of the market. Houses were lost. Some are still engaged in that struggle. Mm-hmm. I have family members who
right,
are.
Yeah.
And with those people now totally out of the market, we now have a retail home market that's continuing to grow at a much lower pace. But on average, based on size of population, the lowest level since 1967. That's saying something. And until we get the bottom half of the lower and lower income people to be able to rise up like our children's children hopefully will do.
What's that going to take, though, Carl?
It's going to take a rise, in my opinion, in the hourly wage, which President and others have tried to encourage to get the minimum wage up. Also, to get these individuals more actively involved in jobs that are just out of their reach and requires training or retraining, okay? A lot of them are tech-related jobs, high-tech-related jobs, and not necessarily the kind of high-tech job of working in a computer system area, but jobs related to the use of computers and so on. And these people are out of the market stream. They are falling back into those hourly wage jobs that do not make buying a home an affordable. And, of course, the interest rates are starting to rise very slowly again.
Yeah,
and
they are.
And there you are. So it is a problem.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And also, leading into that, to answer your question, is the outsourcing of jobs out of the United States. And by outsourcing jobs, and by the way, they're being outsourced only because of, in my opinion, corporate greed. Not to better the corporation, but to make more money to the bottom line, okay? So making 17% on the dollar is not enough. We want to make 19, but that 2% cuts out 20,000 jobs. Now, this is the kind of madness that has to stop, because in the United States, we have the raw talent. As an example, our military men and women who are now literally pouring out of the military, which is cutting back, okay? They announced this morning 57,000 more government and military-related jobs will be cut in the next year and a half. 57,000, okay? So what if all these people are coming in and they are trained? They are trained, they are good workers, and there are places for them, and hopefully they'll fill that gap. We're hoping.
But you know, you say they are trained. Are they trained as a military weapon, or are they trained for skills that become useful in a peaceful society?
Other than those that are trained for ground warfare, they are trained. They're highly technical. As an example, those, and I was one of them that were trained, not today, but not yesterday when I was in a tank, but those that are trained in a tank today, that is a highly sophisticated equipment. It is extremely sophisticated. They can work at any commercial government plant on a computer board to rival anyone that was trained someplace else, because that's how well trained they are today.
You were in a tank?
I was in a tank.
I mean, like the tanks you see?
Yes. The Abrams. It was a wonderful event. It really was. Hot as all good.
I was going to ask you, I mean, what was it like?
Claustrophobic.
Well, besides that, describe it.
The power that you have at your fingertips is extraordinary, and you feel it. You are driving. You are one with the tank.
Did you have an escape hatch in the bottom that you could
actually
get
in two places?
Oh,
top,
you did.
Top and bottom.
Well, I know the top always had a little.
And there is a what they call a front portal, back portal. There, it's about as wide as
a large
television set. And you slide right out, feet first. Always feet first.
Huh.
All right, but it was.
I'd like to hear more about that at some point.
My adventures in Fort Hood, Texas.
Well, no. I mean, you were in an Abrams tank.
Yes, Second Armored Division. Second Armored Division.
Did you win?
I'm
only kidding.
I was accredited. But the Abrams wasn't in service at the time. It was under development. The Shermans and the M1s and the M1A1s were the ones that were in use at the time. Okay, but I never used it in battle.
What did you do in there?
Well, let's pick that up in the next segment. Okay. I promise you. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Because I know Kevin wants to know, who drives the tank all the time. It was quite an experience.
No, he's tanked half the time.
Carl Sabatino, not tanked, with Roland Smith, who might be, and Kevin we know isn't because he controls everything, on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend. We're back.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, a thought so counterintuitive it could ignite a conversation between any two bikers. The better you get at riding a motorcycle, the more careful you are. Civilians would think the opposite is true, but then again, they're not bikers. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The higher level of experience and skill, the more two-wheel careful you are. As a lifelong rider and appreciator of two-wheel anything, the biker has noticed he is progressively being more careful with each passing year. We probe the immediate future of all moving highway pool table parts. It only takes one to be sucked in. With a nod to those who heavily imbibe and the few who will eventually thin out the herd, consider this. The better you get, the more careful you are. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Sometimes change is forced upon you. For example, the sudden loss of a job.
At other times, you initiate the transition, like a job or career change.
In either case, these events often create physical, mental, and emotional turmoil. It's important to let go.
Not letting go keeps you from moving forward. Remember, you own your life.
You can't always control what happens to you. But you can control how you respond. Therefore, your response determines your destiny.
Realize that it's a process, and it may take a year or more to fully work through it, depending on you, the event, and the circumstances.
So take the time you need, but strive to keep forward momentum. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.